All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. In this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today is Monday, August 21st. And the NASDAQ tumbles for a third consecutive week, the first since December. Also, the S&P, Dow are down. So is the market melting down? All of the indices are trading below the 50-day moving average. We will take a look at this. We'll also show you our current positions and how those are doing. And I might have a few more new trades for you on my post-it. Okay. Anyhow, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And we are real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience and we are showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And with that said, I mean, Mark, stocks just can't seem to catch a break lately. I mean, the NASDAQ, a four-day losing streak last week?
It has been a bit of a rocky few days or a rocky few weeks. The NASDAQ down for the third week straight, first time since December that we saw that, and the S&P down for 3 weeks as well. Last time we saw that was in February, and the Dow having a rough week as well.
Yeah, and we talked about it. I mean, all three major indices now trading well below their 50-day moving average, which is typically a bearish signal and meaning that we might actually go further down, melt down some more. What do you think? Well, let's first talk about it. What's contributing to all this? And then we talk about the outlook here. I mean, one of the reasons I believe is just the 10-year yield. I mean, yields have been rising steadily, I mean, pretty much ever since May. And if you look at a weekly chart, we see that the 10-year yield, we are at levels that we haven't seen since the financial crisis.
And that is putting some pressure on the equity markets when you have those yields just screaming higher, because it's kind of twofold. One, there's, you know, if interest rates are higher, then you have just, you know, gains from interest bearing investments, right? And, why put money in the market where there is absolute risk when you might be happy with some of these yields that you're getting? But then also it's a sign of a weaker economy per se. And that's what's, you know, leading to all of this. What's the Fed going to do? Are we going into a recession? Are there bigger concerns, especially with the other factor contributing to the drop, and that is China?
Right. So China, definitely, I mean, a little bit rocky here, but just staying within the US for a moment, let's just talk about the economy and also the CPI and PPI data, because this is where it goes back to inflation. And I mean, inflation is still sticky. The CPI data came in line with the expectations a couple of weeks ago, but PPI started creeping higher. And this is where, as I said, I mean, we have concerns about China, that the power consumption house, China's economy might be slowing down. But then also here, the question is, okay, how much higher does the Fed need to have interest, raise interest rates? You talk now.
You got it.
To combat inflation.
Yeah, and with the Fed, it's really about two things. One, will they raise further, which most investors believe won't happen. But then also, how long will rates stay elevated? And that is, I think, the big unknown right now. Investors were hoping that we'd see a big decline in 2024 with the Fed, you know, puts the brakes on these hikes, but and reduces it, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, this hasn't changed. Traders are still expecting that around May next year, the Fed might lower rates. The probabilities here have changed a little bit. I mean, last week we had more than 90% probability that rates will stay the same. Now it has dropped to 86.5%. And then we also have this week where the Fed, or the, what is it in Jackson Hole, the symposium, how exactly is it called?
Yeah, it's the what Jackson Hole Financial or Central Bank Annual Symposium.
Yeah. Something like this. Anyhow, long story short, this is where Powell is supposed to speak on Friday. And he's speaking at 9:05, so 35 minutes after the markets open. And last year, his remarks have sent the markets in a tailspin. We could just take a quick look at this.
Yeah, and he does have this speech that he is going to, an address, a keynote speech, something like that. But no Q&A. And last year, Marcus, I think he said it in our mastermind group that he kind of like did a mic drop at the end, and investors were like, "Well, what the heck? What happens now?"
Right. I mean, this is where the S&P was slightly down, but then basically after Powell's remarks in the following week, the S&P went down another 15%. So, will we see a repeat of that this year?
You know, I personally think that I said all along that we were due for a pullback. The acceleration was too fast without a pullback, not the ebb and flow of the markets where you have this gradual increase. And so this pullback, in my opinion, is still orderly. It's like within the context of the market and looking at that chart, you see that it makes sense, right? So now that it's just a matter of do we go more bearish because now we have, a lot of concerns in the market. I think that the China and the Fed is really just justification for profit taking at this point. So I wouldn't be surprised if we bottom out here, maybe see a rally this week.
Yeah, we'll see. And I mean, there's not much else going on the economic calendar, just that a bunch of Fed members want to chime in this week ahead of the big meeting. So
Sure.
tomorrow we have FOMC member Bowman speaking. We have Goldsby speaking tomorrow. Then on Thursday, we have Harker speaking. Friday morning, Harker speaking ahead of Powell. So we hear from a few Fed members. But other than this, not a whole lot that is moving the markets here, because also the earnings calendar, I mean, it's winding down. It's winding down. I think the big one this week will be Nvidia.
Oh, absolutely. NVIDIA is the biggest. We also we have Lowe's tomorrow before the bell, Nordstrom today after the bell, Macy's at some point, and
Tomorrow.
Kohl's. So there's it's retail, right? It's winding down.
Right, it's winding down. So we see it here in stock in terms of most notable stocks, only 15 reporting this week. I mean, obviously there's more. If you look at all, we see that this week there's still 122 reporting, but considering that the previous weeks we had 10 times as many stocks reporting,
Yeah.
it's definitely winding down. So
I
we're winding
love
down here.
that, by the way. I love that little snapshot there.
Right? Makes it so easy to see what's happening and how we are winding down and what's going on. Yeah, I think
Yeah.
the dev team did a great job here with our earnings calendar. So
I
much
like
better
it.
than most of the others. All right. Now before we take a look at our positions, we also need to talk about Tesla. This is everybody's darling to trade. It's I think one of the most privately held stocks in private retail investors' portfolio. And Tesla is just has been on a losing streak for the last few weeks. I mean, this morning bouncing back decisively 5%, because again, I think there's a little bit of an oversold situation.
Yeah, I mean, such a quick pullback there. At some point, the losing streak comes to an end. And there is a little bit of talk from some analysts mentioning the Cybertruck, but I think it's, Monday kicking off and investors thinking, okay, maybe here's a buying opportunity.
Yeah. All right. Talking about buying opportunities, let's take a look about at our positions, and then also let's see what offer possibilities are popping up. First of all, one of the stocks that we got assigned in ALB, making a really nice pop this morning, a little bit pulling back, but still up 2%. And this is where we both were able to sell calls against our existing positions.
We were, and we actually sold calls at the same strike, although I owned shares at 190. I decided to go one strike higher, try to make some money on the stock as well as that premium collected. I was able to get $2 this morning for the calls that I sold, and Marcus, you sold same strike and got $1.80, right?
Yeah. And for you, it would be great because, the strike price was $192.50. But yep. You got assigned at 190, so this means that you're making some nice premium. And in addition, you could potentially make some money on the stock because you bought it for 190. If you're getting called away at 192.50, you make $2.50 per share that you own. So that could be a nice little bump in the profit.
Exactly. And if we look at support levels, I think that getting back up to 195 is totally reasonable. And that's where squeezing out a little extra profit on the stock side and getting good premium to lower the break even makes sense. So I'm making money. If we look at the break even right now, I'm making money based on my break even though I'm assigned at 190. And I like the chart. So I would love to probably rally this up, try to squeeze out some profit on the way up to 195, maybe 200. You never know, depending on if we get a little bit of a shift in market environment here.
Yeah, we shall see. Now, on the other hand, CSIQ this morning, lower by 1.5%. That's not what we want to see. We want to see if there's a little bit of pop. CSIQ reporting earnings tomorrow before the opening. So, and we looked at the earnings analysis quite a few times already, that typically we should have here a pretty good pop tomorrow. Let's hope that this trend that we usually see continues.
Hoping that is the case. And, you know, it's interesting because I go to the heat map, Marcus. Sorry to backpedal here, but I think that the heat map just kind of shows where we're at today, because even though the markets are flat, well, the NASDAQ's up, the S&P's flat, and the Dow's down, we see that the gains really for the S&P are driven by some of the big names, right?
Yeah.
Like Tesla, NVIDIA, Meta, Microsoft, but a lot of red. And, you know, industrials down a little bit, energy down a little bit. So I think that's the drop in CSIQ is, you know, comparable to what's going on in energy anyway, right?
So again, we'll see what happens tomorrow. So it will be super exciting. Make sure that you tune in tomorrow, but we are not done yet. We'll show you some more of the stocks that we are in. And then if you want, we can show you what we are looking at that looks interesting to trade. If you're interested in this, give us a like. It's that easy. The more likes we see, the more tips we're handing out. What do you think about that?
Love it.
All right. So GM, that is a put that I sold last week. So I sold the 32 strike last week at 25 cents for it. This morning, GM pretty much unchanged, up 0.3%, but from the open, kind of unchanged. Not a whole lot going on here, but this is okay with me. So we shall see. NEE, another stock that we got assigned at 69.50. This morning, taking a little bit of a hit, down 1.5%, trading just shy of 67 right now at 66.87. So we haven't been able to sell calls on this one this morning. So we need to see a little bit of a pop here.
Yeah, another one. Pulling back. Just need to wait.
Yeah. All right. We'll see. PNC also, I mean, this morning, a little bit down here, 0.5%, right back in the middle of the range here. So PNC, I got assigned at 140, 150. You're at 136, I believe.
Yes, that's correct. That's my cost basis.
Yeah, 136 is your cost basis here. So not yet able to sell calls. So, we're not able to sell calls. Should we panic?
No, it's not fun, but it's okay.
And I mean, there are, especially with the markets being down, as you can see on the scanner, there's quite a few trades popping up on the scanner. And this were, as I said, if you would like, we can show you some of the trades that we were looking at this morning with our mastermind members, and just give us a like. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think I'll run through 3 of those just so that you get an idea of what we are looking at. I mean, you already traded UPS last week. So UPS is definitely a trade that you're interested in. Last week, it expired worthless. And that's something that you're keeping an eye on, right?
It is. It is.
So that's definitely one. Well, GM, this is also available here this morning. For those of you, if you have not taken the GM trade on Friday, as you can see, the 32.50 expiring on Friday is available. You can get 21 cents. Again, I got 25 cents at for the 32, so a little bit of a lower strike. But I think the 32.50 is a decent level as well. Maybe if it falls a little bit, you could get the 32. Why not? So that's definitely a possibility. And then we were looking at some banks. And I think that GS, Goldman Sachs.
Yeah.
It looks quite interesting here. So Goldman Sachs, I mean, dividend yield of 3.34, PE ratio of 10.24, strike price of 315, not too bad, right?
Yeah, I like Goldman Sachs. I wouldn't mind a slightly lower strike, but I think that's one to keep an eye on.
Yeah. Anyhow, so with these markets here, plenty of opportunities, because if you look at a 5-minute chart of the S&P, I mean, at first there was some excitement here with the S&P. At first there was some excitement. We were pushing higher. Right now we just turned negative in the S&P 500. NASDAQ still up, mainly held, as you said, Mark, by Tesla, Nvidia, who have really, 4-5% days, but also pulling back. And the Dow pretty much started around the unchanged mark and now negative by 0.5%. So VIX, the volatility index, moving a little bit higher again, just right now stretching 18. And this is good for us. That's what we like to see. Like to see some volatility. That helps with trading.
Love volatility. Volatility could be a trader's friend, especially if you like getting paid for options.
Yeah. And again, it depends on your trading strategy. Every trading strategy is different. We're showing you the trading strategy that we like to trade here, which is the wheel strategy. By the way, there's a link in the description to the book that I've wrote on the wheel strategy. So check this out. If you've enjoyed the show, give us a like, subscribe to the channel, and then we'll see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.